Now, staying in Africa, diplomats who are posted there, as elsewhere, are expected to be multilingual. But this?
The U.S. government will say sanction day for Nigeria because of same-sex palaver.
America's ambassador to Nigeria recently gave an interview in Pidgin English, which is a second language for tens of millions of Nigerians. The response has been overwhelmingly positive, as NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports from Lagos.
Wazobia FM. All right, 95.1 Wazobia FM.
Wazobia FM is the first radio station in Nigeria to broadcast in the popular lingua franca called Pidgin, or broken English. The patois cuts across Africa's most populous nation, home to hundreds of languages, making it easier for Nigerians from different parts of the country to communicate. But it's not often that Westerners master Pidgin English. So imagine the surprise of Wazobia FM's coordinating manager, Onimisi O.J. Adaba, when he got this request from the American embassy about the new ambassador, James Entwistle.
I'm telling you, when she now says, it's not just a regular one, he wants to be on Wazobia, I'm like, wait a minute, Wazobia? I mean, we're talking about the U.S. ambassador. Does he speak Pidgin in the first place? I said, no. But he's learning one or two things here. He's trying to pick up from here and there. And I'm like, okay, it's worth giving a shot.
Wazobia host Lolo David and callers asked the American ambassador about next year's much-anticipated elections in Nigeria, when incumbent President Goodluck Jonathan's party is expected to be pushed hard by the opposition, plus, of course, the U.S. position on the vote.
First, make I tell you, say U.S. no get any candidate for mind. The only thing we go sweet SP say, make the election day transparent and credible. Make Nigerians pick candidates. We go sweet their belly. We go do well for them.
Did you get that? Washington does not have a preferred presidential candidate. Just let Nigeria's elections be transparent and credible. And Nigerians should choose a candidate who will do them proud. Lolo David says she was delighted with the conversation.
It was an amazing experience, and the interview is generating a lot of buzz as we are speaking, because nobody would believe an ambassador would bring himself to speak Pidgin. When we're talking about reaching everyone, Pidgin English, it's just a language that is like our culture. A language is like the beautiful clothing that we wear, very colorful, very expressive. So it's a very beautiful language.
Another question wandered about the U.S. reaction to Nigeria's recent controversial anti-gay rights bill. Here's the ambassador's response.
Let me say, the U.S. government will say sanction day for Nigeria because of same-sex palaver.
In other words, the U.S. is not going to impose sanctions on Nigeria for passing a law criminalizing same-sex marriages. James Entwistle told NPR why he chose to speak Pidgin English on Wazobia FM.
If you want people to understand the United States and where we're coming from, you have to, you have to go where they live, linguistically speaking. You have to be able to communicate. So this was great.
Wazobia's Lolo David says the ambassador's interview immediately began trending on Twitter and Facebook.
Everybody didn't believe it at first. You know, like, are you serious? That was him.
She says what listeners really appreciate is Entwistle's enterprise and willingness to give it a go.
But, you know, he still put it across. So people were like, wow, sir, we salute you. You're doing an amazing job, Wazobia. You know, said the guy, they try. Honestly, they wow us. Our guy, we don't even believe say go fit. You know, like I said, twale, respect, all the things. In fact, he sold himself to the hearts of many Nigerians. And that's quite a plus for the American embassy.
Apparently, a successful attempt at soft power diplomacy. Right. Here's my shot at signing off in Pidgin. Okay, oh. Now, Ophabia this. They talk long tolly for NPR News. Now, Lagos. No be so?